Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Allow Love Show. This is Mary.
And this is Rod.
We're so happy you're here, and a happy 2 days after Halloween. Rod is a trance channel, meaning his consciousness is totally gone. And the being who's most appropriate for you guys, today's callers and listeners, will come through. And this is a pure channeling. He has a new client that I really had to explain the difference between readings and real pure trance channeling. And she finally got it. So it's not like readings. It's not like cards. It's not like anything where the person is present and can filter the information. This is like a pure tunnel that he's just like a tunnel, and the being comes through and uses his body to be fully present like a physical person, but it really is someone from the other side. So that's what trance channeling is about. He's gone, and he gets to play with his little red truck in a sandbox, and of course has no recall whatsoever. So here we go.
Hello, dear one. This is Genghis Khan.
Whoa! Genghis Khan, thank you so much for being here. That's awesome.
My pleasure.
Yes.
My pleasure indeed.
Great. Do you have a message for our callers and listeners before we start?
I would ask you, what are those excuses you have for not stepping up to do that which you have come to do? That's what you need to do for humanity. Whatever they are, get rid of them.
Boy, that applies to everybody on the planet, doesn't it? Just about. Maybe there's a list of 5 or 10 that it doesn't apply to, but I'd say that's about it. Okay. Very good. All right. Well, let's start with something that's probably on a lot of people's minds. The New York City truck event that I've been told was a false flag. Didn't even happen. What did happen or didn't happen? Can you tell us?
Well, computers are wonderful instruments. Photoshop is a wonderful program. Many things can appear to be different than they were.
That is so very true. Now, the pictures I've seen show an actual truck. Our picture of a truck, you know, and then there's a background of stores, so it's a specific street or corner area in New York City that some people will be familiar with, not very many, but a few. Is the email or email, are the emails that show some of the pictures going to be broadly disseminated enough that somebody who was maybe standing on the other side of the street at that particular time or within one of those stores and knows that nothing happened, will they surface and say, I was there and nothing happened? Is this a possibility?
A possibility, dear one, but not a probability.
Yeah, the odds of, even if it were a crowded time, the odds of somebody seeing that and being willing to step up and say, hey, didn't happen, are pretty low. I can understand that. So it's a remote possibility, is what you're saying?
Correct.
Okay. All right, very good. So the whole thing was photoshopped.
Yes.
And fed to the media. Is this CIA, Mossad, et cetera?
Yes. As they are becoming trader and trader of funds, they have to do the very inexpensive events.
That would be very inexpensive. So true. Okay. Well, I'm glad it was just a false flag and nobody was hurt or anything. Now, why did Trump tweet out something about the death penalty for the person who's been fingered as the driver?
If that event had taken place, that would be an appropriate response.
Well, that is true. That's true. Does he know it didn't happen, but he had to respond in some way?
He knows at this point. At that point, he did not know.
Oh, so he took it at face value that this person that has this long name was the driver and did this and so on and so forth. But now he's been apprised of the fact that it didn't happen. However, he's not in a position to correct anything at this point, right? So he's going to let it drop?
Well, he may.
Oh, depending on how guilty he's feeling?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
If I have my way, he will take care of it.
He will come out and say,
yes,
XYZ didn't happen, right? Good. Well, maybe he just might. That would be awesome. All righty. There was an email about supposedly from a White House insider, anonymous, that Tony and John Podesta would be charged this week with whatever they're going to charge them with. Is that true?
That is correct.
Okay. Will this be publicized?
Yes.
Okay. And that Hillary will be charged around November 8th?
Which Hillary did?
Yeah, right. What's left in the way of doubles or clones, right?
Yeah, that is correct.
Okay. So this will be the good double that supposedly gets charged?
Yes.
And she knows she's in big trouble, doesn't she?
She doesn't.
Yeah. Is she able to do anything about that, or did she kind of buy the farm when she agreed to be the devil?
She has some documents up her sleeve.
Oh, good. I'm good, because it wasn't a good choice, but if she can push back, that would be nice.
I think you will find she can.
Excellent. Okay. Very good. And then George Papadopoulos and Paul Manafort, were they Hillary Plant? This was in this article, too. Were they Obama. Well, no, maybe Hillary Plant or Obama's Plant. Deep State Plant.
Deep State, yes.
Okay. So are they going to be charged and taken care of also as things go along?
Indeed, they will.
Okay. Okay, very good. Okay. John Kapoor, the CEO of Incest Therapeutics, who created a so-called painkiller spray for cancer patients and has gotten caught paying doctors. This is prescribed this to people who weren't cancer patients and didn't really need it. True?
Right.
And is he in deep trouble?
Let us hope.
Let us hope. Exactly. Okay. And also, I think seven other of his executives or some people within his, it's called Incest Therapeutics, also being charged with nasty stuff.
And they did it.
And they did it, yes. And is that not part of the opiate that's now surfacing, drugs that fall into the opiate category that are so
addictive
to the body and very difficult to release? Okay. That's okay? I found this week a very positive article about veterans who are physically compromised and not able to do the kind of work they used to do, that for some time, I think a few years, they've had them on computers hunting pedophiles around the country. I had no idea this was going on. What an awesome use of these guys' skills.
Absolutely.
So this is an organization worth supporting financially so it can expand? Is that true?
Every which way you can support them.
Okay. All right. Well, that is awesome. Okay. Welcome, Brad.
Hello, dear one. Hello, dear one.
Hello.
Hello.
And who am I talking to tonight?
This is Genghis Khan.
Oh, wondrous, wondrous. And what sphere or dimension are you in?
Ninth.
Oh, wow. So is it true? So if you're truly in the ninth dimension, how wonderful. Is it true that the eighth dimension is a place where you're at one with God?
It is.
Wow, okay. My question tonight is about light. And Saint Germain has the violet flame, and there's the brilliant white light of the Creator, and Sananda has the golden light. Can you tell me anything about light?
Well, light is the basis of everything. The different colors denote different abilities of the light.
So Saint Germain's violet flame, does light have, is there an innate intelligence in the light?
You bet. Yes.
So Saint Germain's violet flame has a different intent than different colors of light?
Yes. His flame is all about transformation.
And Lord Metatron, or actually Archangel Metatron, his light is orange. So can you tell me anything about Lord Metatron's orange light?
Very, very creative.
But Lord Metatron also says he is the keeper of the platinum ray, which is silver light. Is there truth in that? That he is Lord Metatron is the keeper of the platinum ray?
That is also true, yes.
So quite often I do the discipline and I'll spend an hour and I'll ask for angelic beings and archangels and I'll flood my body with the platinum ray from the keepers of the platinum ray. So can you remote view my body and tell me what am I, is that helping my body? Am I bringing the intelligence of the platinum, the innate intelligence of that light into my body? What is going on when I bring forth the platinum ray into my body?
You bring those qualities of light as well as light itself into your body.
And Sananda has the is it true that the golden light is the universal light of love?
Indeed it is. And that is what he is all about.
And Sananda has a discipline or a process where you bring the golden light into your body from making movements of spiraling your one hand into the other hand and bringing the golden light into your body. But last night after I did that for an hour, bringing the golden light into my body, I was attacked by dark beings. Is there anything you can tell me about the attacks that happened last night after I brought golden light into my body?
You were shining so brightly you got their attention.
So where there's light, darks come and attack you?
Yes.
So, but I did ask for protection, but the protection didn't work. So how do I create a higher protection?
Simply ask for it.
I did ask for it, and I still was attacked so intensely, and it was actually, even though it was in the dream state, it was painful in areas of my back where they were coming into my body. So is there any more that you can, advice you can give me on calling forth protection?
You can put yourself in an emerald green pyramid. That will work no matter what.
Okay, and say that again. And what kind of pyramid?
Emerald green.
Emerald green. Okay, so
yes.
Put myself inside of that. Okay, thank you. Okay, thank you.
I haven't heard it yet.
That's
we're talking about.
Oh, the phone is fading out. Okay. Okay, so I will do that, and maybe I'll call you back next week. So thank you so much.
You're welcome, darling. Namaste.
Goodbye.
Thank you, Brad. Cindy, welcome. You there?
Yes, I am. Thank you for being here, Genghis Khan.
Welcome.
Jerome Powell is tentatively going to be put at the head of the Federal Reserve. Will he actually take this position, or will he decline it?
It actually doesn't matter because that institution is not long for existence.
Oh, that position? Well, okay.
Institution.
Right. So is this Jerome Powell a good guy or a bad guy?
Mostly good.
Mostly good. Okay. In the UK, the Gavin Williamson is being put in the he's been given the position of the Defense Secretary. Is this good for humanity?
Yes.
Okay. Trump is going to be taking a trip from November 3rd, I believe it's through November 11th or November 14th, to Asia. Are you able to give us some inside information on what is possibly going to be talked about?
There are many things that will be discussed. containment of nuclear capabilities on the planet is high up on the list.
Will they be discussing on how to eliminate the Carcerian mob influence over there?
Yes, they will. That is being addressed even as we speak.
Okay. So do you think that organization will be gone totally by before spring of 2018?
Yes, I do.
Sooner than that?
By then.
Okay. They all of a sudden off the coast of El Salvador, there's been hundreds and hundreds of sea turtles dying. What is causing this to happen?
The energy being blasted into the ocean by the ships.
Could you repeat that, please?
The energy being blasted into the ocean by the ship.
By the ships?
Yes.
What, who, good guys or bad guys? Must be bad.
Yes.
You said yes?
These are not beings who care for the planet.
So when will these beings be removed from doing any harm to Earth?
You're looking at springtime.
Okay. I'm writing that down. How old is the Giza pyramid?
How old is it?
Yes.
It is several hundred years older than they have thought.
Well, somebody, okay, now the figure is 800,000 years old. Is that not even close?
Not close, no.
Well, more close to what? 15,000 years? 30,000 years?
Closer to 11,000.
Okay. On the personal side, Ari, my new adopted cat, how old is he?
Wait, who adopted who?
Well, okay, he adopted me.
Okay.
So how old is he?
How old is he?
Yes.
Just shot of me.
That did not come clear. It sounds like you're far away.
Well, I'm not. I'm right here. And he
I know,
is almost three.
Three?
Three. One, two,
okay. Three.
He
seems like his hips, back hips, like he's been hurt or something, like he's really stiff. Has he had a major injury?
Yes.
Was he hit by a car?
It wasn't a car, but it was a vehicle.
Oh, okay. When I have the monies, would Mary's wonderful machine be able to help him get that healed?
Better to take him to the vet, dear.
So does he have, like, broken bones or something?
No, stiffness.
I did not understand that.
Stiff.
Mary, could you repeat it? It's not coming through clear.
Stiffness. The injury shows that he doesn't have full mobility there. Stiffness.
Right. Okay, so maybe the x-rays would say what's wrong.
They will help.
Okay. I've been planning to take a short little trip to another state, and it seems like it keeps getting pushed out farther and farther. Do you have any idea when that's going to occur?
It looks like, at this point, that it is going to be before the end of the year.
So I will not be in France before the end of the year?
I would hope so, but the powers that be that are in control of what you're concerned about need to loosen up.
Okay, so I won't be traveling this month probably then?
Probably. Not for certain, but probably.
I probably won't be. Okay. Okay, I just was hoping to be in France by my birthday, but it doesn't look like that's going to occur. Okay. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Darwin.
Is there anything you want to tell me that I should be aware of?
Henri will help you in more ways than you can imagine.
Okay. Can you give me an idea of what that means?
If you ever find yourself wavering, he will be there to eliminate it.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. And namaste.
Namaste.
Thank you, Cindy. Okay. We have the pleasure of speaking with Genghis Khan today, which is awesome. And I know that you are about empowering large groups of people, right?
Yeah.
And so this is something totally pertinent to the United States population and the world population for people to step up and be empowered. Is that one of the reasons you're here today?
It is indeed.
Beautiful.
And we need for people to choose to be brave.
What a good idea for everybody to be brave, which is stepping up and taking the risk, or what looks like risk, to do the right thing.
Right.
The best thing.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay, good. Carol, welcome.
Oh, thank you. Hello, everyone. I had open heart surgery in February. Can you tell me if my lungs and my heart have healed?
Yes.
Oh, thank you very much. And now I'm dealing with arthritis in my spine. I understand that that is healing as we speak. Is that true?
That is so.
Okay. Is there anything I can do to help that situation besides doing what I'm doing?
Yes, you can visualize it healed.
Okay. All right. Well, I think that's all I can ask at the moment. I thank you very much. Oh, yeah, I have a friend in Montana. They say I'm going to be working with children in the future. Is that still a possibility?
Yes, that is
okay.
So.
Okay, thank you. All right, well, I will let you go. I thank you very, very much. Many blessings.
Very well. Namaste.
Namaste.
Thank you, Carol.
Thank you, Mary.
Okay. There's supposedly an organized series of demonstrations in various cities that is scheduled to take place November 4th, which is this Saturday, by Antifa and some other groups that have been paid by the Soros Organization and so forth to create havoc. Can you give us any background on this or any projection and what people should do to help the situation?
The thing is to not meet violence with violence, to meet it with strong, strong peace.
Okay. All right, that is a good idea. And it was just supposedly announced publicly this week that George Soros, his organization, has been funding a lot of these chaos creators, shall we say, groups, that he was found dead in a hotel room in Dubai. But it's my understanding that he was taken out last December. Can you speak to that?
Well, he was taken out last December, and they're just now willing to admit it.
That's what I thought, okay? So they made up the story about the hotel in Dubai and so on. So it's completely made up?
The cabal makes something up.
Gee, what a concept, right?
What a concept.
So when are they going to admit that Hillary left a year ago, September 11th?
In the next couple of months.
Ah, really?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's good. So the things will happen with her double and
yes.
All that. Good. Okay, Brad, you're back. Welcome.
Hello,
yes,
everyone.
Yes, this is a question about, so you had mentioned you're on the ninth dimension, and there's many ascended masters that are on the sixth dimension, and supposedly they think they're at the highest level. Is there truth in that statement?
That they think they're at the highest level? No, there is no truth to that.
Okay, but they were told that there's up to 35 dimensions, so they raised. So all of a sudden, Ramtha, for instance, went from the sixth up to the 27th dimension because he found that out. Is there truth to that?
No, dear one.
Okay, I'm just curious about going up in dimensions and going up in spheres. And is it your intention and your desire that brings you up through a dimension?
It's what you are interested in.
Yes.
That will take you to to the dimension that you find yourself in.
And I imagine in the spirit world, it goes faster, but what you just said, it is my intention. So is it go slower so I can still move up to the fifth dimension here, but it goes slower?
When you are in the physical, you bet it's slower, yes.
Mm-hmm. But when your thoughts and your words and are in alignment with that, it would go faster.
Correct.
Yes. And the collective consciousness of Abraham talks about your frequency, your movement. What is law of attraction? The collective consciousness of Abraham talks about the law of attraction. And can you comment on that and move into the fifth dimension?
And movement to the fifth dimension?
Or aligning yourself for a 3D, 4D human to move to the fifth dimension. And in the teachings of the Abraham, the law of attraction, it seems that you could use the law of attraction to move into the fifth dimension. Can you comment on moving, using the law of attraction to go into the fifth dimension?
You certainly can.
Can you expand upon that at all?
It is what you are interested in, what you are desiring, that is going to attract to you that which you experience.
Okay, so that's wonderful and wondrous. Okay, so now in the teachings of Yeshua ben Joseph, your law of attraction is the emotions that you have stuck inside your body, and that's completely different. Completely different than the Abraham law of attraction. Can you say anything about the emotional signature of emotions that get stuck inside your body that create reality?
That those things that you have high emotions about, high positive emotions, I should say, will be automatically attracted to you.
But I think Yeshua ben Joseph is talking about more negative emotions like jealousy and other emotions that you lock inside your body and you don't fully own. Is there anything that you can say about emotions that get locked inside your body?
You have the key to unlock them.
Yes. And can you give me
that they unlock them and let them go?
Can you give me some advice on how to unlock them? Because tomorrow I'm going to a hypnotist with the whole, my intention is to unlock the emotions that are locked inside of me. So can you give me any advice on tomorrow when I go to this hypnotist?
before you go, spend some time in meditation seeing this as being successful.
Ah, successful. And what I want to get out of it. Okay, so we're all set. And you know my intentions, and as I'm leaving right now, can you give me one last final piece of advice before I turn off the phone?
Yes. You cannot love yourself too much.
I love it. Okay, thank you.
You are welcome.
And can I connect with you through mental telepathy, Genghis Khan?
Think of me and I will be there.
The three C's, contact, communicate, and commune?
Yes.
Okay, thank you and goodbye.
Namaste.
Thank you, Brad. Okay, let's go to the California fires, the Santa Rosa area that was so damaged and others, and the beautiful video that I sent out, I believe, yesterday about seeing the blue beam from in the sky, probably from a plane, special plane, that started fires in specific areas. Is that correct?
Yes, you speak of the blue lasers that were used.
Yes, blue lasers.
Yes.
Exactly. Yes. And those are directed energy weapons, right? Do they call DEW?
Correct.
Okay. It was really good to have a few people actually catch these with probably their cell phone cameras, so that those who don't believe this could see proof that something strange was going on. That these were not California wildfires. I lived in California for years. I know what California wildfires are like. These were not those.
Clearly, they were not. They were attacks.
Mm-hmm.
Plain and simple.
And directed to certain houses, certain people, certain those who were maybe active in opposing some dark deep state policy, etc.
Especially those trying to do good.
Oh, anybody trying to do good.
Yes.
So even some charitably minded people were attacked as well.
Correct.
Okay. I love the story about the man who sent his family away but stayed to save the animals. He had a small zoo and stayed to save all the animals with the water he had available and succeeded. Yes?
Yes.
They lost their house and everything, but the animals all survived.
You are, man.
Yeah, very beautiful story. There's been more coverage of that, and also the foolishness of the Las Vegas mainstream media reports are just, it's all falling apart, is it not? Where there's so much citizen journalism now and cell phone cameras that people are getting pictures of things that are poof.
I think the tense on your verb was incorrect. Has fallen apart.
Has fallen apart. Well, yes, it has, but there's still some vestiges, which I would like to see gone.
Okay,
there's still a few hangers-on that want to keep the farce going for the New World Order, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Yes.
You mean the fear?
The fear, yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, how is Trump coming along with cleaning out the deep state and the swamp and the pedophiles? And is this moving forward appropriately?
It is, although slower than anybody would like.
Except the pedophiles and the deep state.
Well,
yeah. Yeah. But it is moving. It is,
correct.
It is happening. Okay. Carol, welcome.
Hi, one question. Do I still need to be on oxygen?
No.
I can get totally off of it. I'll be fine.
Yes.
Oh, thank you so much. That's it. Thank
you're
you.
You're welcome. Namaste.
Stay.
Thank you, Carol. Okay, I was pleased to see that the Gates Foundation has been kicked out of India for fusion with the two pharmaceutical companies using drugs like Gardasil and I guess there's one or two others on young girls, supposedly prevent cervical cancer, which is absolutely made up out of thin air. And that India has kicked out the Gates Foundation and with that, that the pharmaceutical companies. Is that true?
That is so.
That
is them a round of applause.
Absolutely. That's awesome. Because apparently there's been a tremendous amount of harm, and they finally, whoever brought the lawsuit, finally won and got Gates out. So are Gates and the pharmaceutical companies leaving quietly, or are they protesting and trying to fight it?
Not quietly, unfortunately.
When will we, well, they're not people, I guess. I can't say one of those people were because some of them are not people, right?
Correct.
Okay. JFK files that are released or being released, I think there's more coming, are they going to be of significant value or just peripheral value?
Peripheral. They have been blacked out from many places that are not very usable.
Okay. It's my understanding that all hard copies exist somewhere of everything without being redacted. Is that true?
That is so.
Can Trump force those copies out for the JFK files?
He might.
Okay. If he goes after it in the proper way and gets the hold-up people out of the way?
Correct.
Okay. So it's possible
yes.
that the whole thing will come out. Even though much of the book has come out, certainly about Lyndon Johnson's involvement in the assassination, along with some other high-level people, the CIA, Mossad?
Yes.
Pretty much, I thought. And a lot of people, I think, understand this now. What's going on in Antarctica, that there's more and more stuff being revealed? It looks like I saw a picture of like a small city that's now been uncovered. Is that true?
That is so.
And that city was about?
That city was about?
About what? When? Who? Why there? Et cetera. How long ago?
You're speaking of the city that they see through the ice?
Uh-huh.
Yes. Ed?
Go ahead, Carol.
Hi, just a last question. Is it possible for me to get off all my medication that I'm on?
Not yet.
Okay, I'll check in again later. Thanks.
Right.
Thank you, Mary.
Okay. So back to Antarctica and the city being seen to the eye?
Yes.
How old is it? Who lived there? What was its purpose? What can we learn from that?
It is about 29,000 years old. And it was the civilization that was there then.
So it was like a small civilization, like an indigenous type civilization?
Yes, indigenous to your planet.
To our planet, not off planet. Okay. Was Antarctica cold at that time, or was the weather different?
Quite different.
Quite different. So it was temperate.
Yes.
Quite livable is what you're saying.
Yes.
Okay. And humans were there? It was.
Yes, indeed.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Is there anything special to be learned from as they investigate this further?
primarily that there has been advanced civilization on the planet in the
which we're learning more and more about.
Yes.
Yes, because it's happening. It's all over the planet, is it not?
It is.
Yes. Okay. Okay. There's a new video where Ole Damgaard is interviewed, and I just heard the first few minutes of it, but it seems like he's, I've always had a good feeling about him and his reports. He's been around a long time, and this sounds like he's doing another good one. Can you speak to that?
He certainly is.
He is, and of course, he must be being protected. He knows as much as he does.
Has to be.
Has to be, yeah. Okay. So the Galactics are stepping in and are protecting everybody that is appropriate to protect because they're doing their best to expose in a reasonable way that humanity can accept, sort of, at least begin to listen to.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Because he was doing some pretty basic stuff, but stuff that people need to know about problem, reaction, solution, et cetera, the plans that the Cabal has used to control people.
Yes.
Okay. I heard of a group called HERO, H-E-R-O, Human Exploitation Rescue Operative, and an organization called Protect that are helping with the child trafficking, sex slavery, finding children. Is this true?
This is so.
And doing a good job?
Doing an excellent job.
Excellent. So these are worth supporting as well to whatever extent people can.
Yes.
Yes. All right. Very good. There's a report about PG&E and the CPUC and so forth doing a satellite with radio frequency waves to a receptor site now moved from the Mojave Desert as the receptor site to Weed. And that this is part of cabal sabotage. Is that true?
Yes.
Yeah. So I have sent an email to someone I know who lives in the Shasta area, which is near Weed, to see if they can do anything to make people aware of this.
Good.
Okay. Okay. What about a man named Tyler, who runs videos called Secure Team, that I think he's doing a really good job, is he not?
Yes.
He is. Okay. And he just sent out today an email showing computer-generated faces. And he said, look at all of these. And as soon as I looked at them, I got a funny feeling. These are not real people. He said, do you recognize, he says in this, do you recognize any of these people?
Yes.
And no, I don't, because they're not real faces, right?
Right.
They look human, and but they're computer-generated, and they could be, in the sense of the way they look, but they're not, right?
Correct.
Which means they can create about anything they want with the artificial intelligence capabilities, the photoshopping capabilities, and beyond that.
They can make many things appear differently than they are.
And this will all be, much of it will be gone away or be used only for good in the future?
Yes.
As much as possible, as long as we stay on top of it?
Transparency is going to change many things.
Yes, yes, that is lovely. Okay, wonderful. Well, Genghis, thank you so very, very much for being here. We're very grateful. Do you have any final words for our callers and listeners? Okay. Do what you came to do. Let's go. Right. All right. Thank you very much. Very grateful.
Thank you.
Namaste.